Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
What they do in the building.
You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. String it on, bitch. Ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm reppin' X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheatin' niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spendin' money, season check. But two times cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with the AC winning. Then, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
We back on air. Get addicted. Shout out to everybody addicted to Philly Shine Radio. I appreciate it. You know what
well,
I mean? Unmute me. The song's been over. I should have been unmuted.
I got a confession. I ain't saying nothing about no muting.
You got to confess. Oh, you just got to wait for Confession Friday with my special guest, Miss P. So,
I want to confess now.
All right. Only because you're the truth teller. Shout out to the truth teller who we missed yesterday, Philly Chime Radio.
I was just filling up to brother. I was sick. You know, I'm feeling a little better tonight, so I'm back with y'all.
We held you down. We mentioned your name like three times. What did
you say? Three times.
Say no, I think it was more than three times.
You know what? When I leave, right, I'm going to leave y'all for like a week. And then this your backbone.
And the second that you fucking leave us, we will stalk you. Me and Philly Shine Radio and his listeners, we're going to stalk you. And Mina says she's stalking you too.
Really, Mina though?
Really?
I do it.
Wait a minute, hold up. Don't let her pull out that accent. You know what I mean? I've been to call her Arabian uncle up in this joint. He really tell you how it's done. You know what I mean?
Y'all gonna do scout me?
Y'all know how it is when you miss your friends. You know what I mean? You got to trip out a little bit. Definitely, definitely. Thank you all for tuning back into Philly Shine Radio. We about to get this ish popping. I'm showing love to a lot of people. It's still, well, not anymore. It's not DeMel's birthday anymore, but we still going to party like it's his birthday. Shout out to CEO DeMel, X-Squad DJ. We still party like it's Mina's birthday. Happy birthday, Mina.
Thank
you know what I'm saying? And tonight we got a special guest. Already in the building too. I gotta show love. Like I said, I mentioned them a couple times yesterday on the radio show too, even before he called in.
Okay, so which
coach
number are we
boy.
Opening up?
We got a coach of boys in the building.
Okay, is this 215-668?
Yes.
And then we have another one, 215-825. Okay, yeah.
Culture boys. We gotta say it was culture.
Okay, hold on. Coach your boy. How you doing, man?
You crazy. I'm good. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, what's up with y'all?
We got to show love, man.
Sure, love.
I'm sorry. I got my Jamaican accent in here. Yes. You don't know what we're doing over here.
You know what? I got to call my godmother, Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo is my godmother.
From my closet, Anna's fire. You don't know Anna's
fire.
Come here, rude boy.
Yo.
Let me pick it up. Like, welcome to the show, Fanatic. Shout out to the Culture Boys. Your squad in the building was good.
No, they're not really in the building, man. They were telling me to hold it down because they had some little personal business to handle real quick.
You definitely can hold it down. So show off a little bit. Tell everybody how they can find out about Culture Boys and what's good with you guys. We got to show off first and foremost on Philly Shine Radio. Y'all know it's just like you thank God first you show off on Philly Shine Radio.
Well, first things first, y'all can go to youtube.com/ Culture Boys, CULTUREBOYZ, one word. You can go to twitter.com/ Street Culture 21. You could go to facebook.com/ Culture Boys, the same way you spell it for the YouTube. I just created a Dat Piff earlier. We're about to put the mixtape up there. That shit crazy. So I'm gonna let you niggas know how you can log on to that joint right now.
Shout out to the mixtape. What's the next mixtape's going to be called? What's that about? What you talking about?
All right. See, Culture Boys, before I got with them, they did a mixtape called Culture Show Volume 1. And second joint that we just got finished is called Culture Show Volume 2, The Takers of Philly, hosted by Mouth G's.
Shout out to your boy, Mouth G's. It's your boy, Mouth G's. I
definitely
love
shout out to him. He did his thing on it, you know what I mean?
So cheese.
Yo,
I love
cheese.
These days I got little taglines and stuff like that because I like to be silly and, you know, I shout out all the time, you know what I mean? Definitely. I be shouting out when we have regular conversations, like, yeah, shout out to you. You know what I mean? Big ups for your day. They're like, you're not on Philly Shine Radio. This is just how I talk, y'all. Y'all fucking think this is just for the show?
Yes, it is. This is just for the show.
You're
just for the show.
Yeah, right. I shout out your kids all day long. Kids, go ahead in front. I definitely shout out your kids. Yeah.
Shout out to you. I got to say something. Mm-hmm. If you say my government one more time, I'm going to rip you
off. Truth teller. Don't get rough with me. We got company. You know what I mean? Shout out to my company.
I apologize.
My boy Fanatic in the building. Let's change our voice again. Let's do this sexy voice.
What are
we
going to do?
I apologize, baby. I apologize.
Okay. I'm so glad that you forgive me, truth teller. No, she was talking to me, Fanatic. She apologized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was not talking to you.
I apologize. You're my baby, too. You can be my baby, too.
Oh,
okay.
Shit. Now you're cheating on me?
We don't do this.
Uh-oh.
Look, we will fight after the show. Let's just get this show on the move. Let's get into this topic. No, we can talk about us right now. Listen, when you...
Listen, we got callers, right? We got to get into the callers.
All right. Look, y'all, I was about to black out on her. Say no. Shout out to them, man. We got music that we're going to play from the Culture Boys, you know what I mean, About My Money. And we're going to show love to their squad, Green Dollar, you know what I mean, Red Don, and everybody else, this boy who sang Iron Man. My memory fucked up, y'all, but I got y'all music, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we got it.
We're going to check in on the callers. Tonight's topic is it better to give or receive? Damn, I will give somebody a dollar for each time you get it right for what I would choose. You know what I mean? Go ahead to the caller and shit. Who's our first caller? Miss Truth Teller, a.k.a. three-letter words. Like, no.
I'm going to fight this chick. Watch, y'all. I'm just going to black her eye. Y'all going to see it with some sunglasses on. That's all y'all going to see.
I got tough skin. This bitch ain't boozing me.
Okay, we have 267-825.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's the deal? What the fuck is going on over there, man?
We chilling. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's your boy Del Black in the building. Culture Boys. I just heard from my nigga Fanatic. I didn't even know I was on the line. Yeah, I'm here. It's going down.
Yeah,
We got two of them.
Culture Boys in the motherfucking building.
Everybody
stand up, 34th floor. What's good?
Shout out to the 34th floor. You know what I mean? Thanks for showing off. What the fuck is up
on the 34th floor?
Yo, man, we got to get popping.
Okay, what's going on over there, man?
We got a party on the 34th floor.
definitely, that sounds about right. I'm sure Tommy got something over there, Papa.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah, we gonna keep it.
Talk to my nigga
Chief
Butter. What's good?
That's what's up. We definitely got my guests in the building. We gonna show love to the Culture Boys, everybody from Green Dollar Mafia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Much fucking love. And we got my girl all the way from the West Coast just checked in. She's gotta be the supreme queen of entertainment. I love her so much, light brightness, you know what I mean? What's up, Jake Millie? Welcome back to Philly Shine, boo.
What's cracking? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hello.
Thank you for that beautiful intro, too, by the way. That was so lovely.
Deserve it. It just rolls off my tongue. Like pimp talk. You know what I mean? Last night I was doing all this pimp talk, you know what I mean? People talking about they were selling their stuff. I'm about to have a whole fleet.
Hold up. Who was selling their stuff? You had them on here?
I'll tell you about it. But first,
you tell me about it.
Yeah, I got you too, truth teller.
I'll tell you about living too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, see, Jay Millie, we about to partner up then. But you got to, Jay Millie, you got to show off first and foremost. You on Philly Shine Radio. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you. You know what I'm talking about, girl.
Yes, well, the best way to probably get in contact with me, to be honest with you, is on Twitter, because I'm always on Twitter. So my Twitter name is @J_Millie, that's M-I-L-L-Y. You know, I have a radio show that I do, and actually I've been off the air for a minute because I've been handling other business. I do doing a lot of different things, so I'm going to be back on Monday. Monday nights, I do a show. It's called New Music Monday, and basically any artist that wants to submit music for that can submit music to jmillie@hustle, the word hustle, the letter N, grindradio.com, and basically submit an MP3 with your contact information, and I'll get with you and give you a time to call in. We have DJs from coast to coast, just pretty much, you know, about, there's a good panel of them, about like 5-6 DJs and myself. And we get on there, man. I don't listen to the music when I, you know, I don't listen to anything. We just get on there and do what we do. And, you know, all I'm saying is come with your A game because we will clown you. Real talk. You know, so we have a good time with that. But definitely Monday through Thursday, 8 to 11 Mountain Standard Time. You can find me there. And I also work with Worldwide Management, so that takes up a lot of my time working with a lot of different artists and different companies and stuff like that. So that's really what it is, though. @JMillie, @J_Millie on Twitter. You can get at me.
I just tweeted you and whatnot, you know what I mean, along with putting up the topic for tonight, you know what I'm saying? Tonight's topic, along with, you know what I mean, showing off my guests, and I love for you to definitely check them out. They hot as hell, and they came through, you know what I mean? No, you wasn't there, Del Block, when I was talking about how y'all, I loved how y'all killed it. You know what I'm saying? It was just like
thank
y'all
you,
each one at the time just stepped up and just did y'all motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? It was real hot.
We official MCs, you know? We official MCs over here. We got
that's
the ability to move the crowd, baby.
Yeah, that's what's up. Small or large, you know what I mean? We're going to make sure to draw a large. I just started my second Sundays at Mill Creek. It's definitely going to be popping. I know y'all going to be in the building February 6th and February 13th, Mill Creek. It's going down. Blow job.
Definitely. All the listeners, make sure y'all go out to that, man. It's going to be popping, man. Coach Boy is in the building, man. Please stand up.
Why you see that?
Because it's going down.
That's her other job, you know.
Definitely, that's what's up. But we're going to show love. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, J. Millie. Yesterday was the Mel's birthday. We went.
No, it's today. Oh, well, yeah, I guess yesterday now. Yeah, I just got off the phone with him.
Yeah, we were going in. It was crazy. The topic was for yesterday, If you was charging for it, how much would you sell it for? So we had different prices. You know what I mean? I found out who I could pimp and maximize my money off. My homie P89 said all he wants is $89. So I'm going to make sure I charge like $1,000 a stroke and just give him his cut.
$89.
Man,
that's what's up.
Ain't
that right?
No,
these hoes out here, they just
you
get
just lost
it away.
Somebody.
I'm like, hey, you know.
Yeah, they better record. That's right. You got to put them to work. Exactly. You want to put them to work.
Because I see dudes doing it all the time. I'm like, can I get some bitches? Like, all my dudes, they got all these bitches that pay for shit for them. And I'm like, why? I don't get it. So my thing is can I get me a bitch? Like, I don't like females like that, but I'll let her pay my bills, though. You know?
Yo, I never thought of that. J. Millie shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, I ain't got to fuck a bitch, but all the dykes that like me, you know what I mean? I know this real ignorant come across the way I'm about to invite y'all to pay my bills, but you could pay my bills, booze. I'm not like dumb and shit.
Y'all don't understand why
a lot of lesbians, they fuck with me. So, yeah, bitches do got more money nowadays. Oh, man.
They can be straight and pay my bills. I don't care. Like, it's just the crazy thing what really, you know, like, makes me think, like, things that make you go, is why do you go out and work hard for your money, how well you get it, and then turn around and pay a dude's bills? Why do you do that? I ain't giving my money to no man.
But you don't know that. You might meet that type of, you might meet that kind of man that you might just, you know, change your mind about that.
No, I wasn't really good on that. Like, I stay single for a reason, and I have my man problems back in the day, so I'm good. I'm doing me right now, and I'm selfish. I'm be honest with you, I'm selfish with mine, and I'm cool. I'm doing me. And there's no man that can get shit out of me right now. So I don't know
that's
ladies,
right.
Why.
That's
I don't mean to interrupt your conversation, but speaking of doing me, you can go download that single right now on off iTunes. Type in Culture Boys,
okay.
One word. Yeah, right now. CULTURE-BOYZ.
Okay.
Yeah, 99 cents of download. So y'all definitely make sure y'all look out for that. Just speaking to doing
me.
Oh,
that's
me.
What's up, see?
That's
the name
of
the
song.
See,
you always got to do you, you know. You can never get away from that. Got to do
exactly.
You at the end of the day.
I fucks with
it. People
forget. I think Truth Teller likes that the most, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely.
Or you can go to, Amazon MP3, too.
Well, just Google it, right? Put in
the
name
culture
of the song.
Boys. Do me, culture boys. Do me, culture boys.
Truth Tellers in her bag. We love it. Open up the chat room, Truth Teller. Make sure you say hello.
Okay, you know I don't mess with the chat room. That you already know. I'm not that computer savvy that way.
We're going to show some love, and we talking this money shit. Then we're going to get into the track from the Culture Boys about my money. And I need people to answer this topic question. You know what I mean? We're going into the topic question, is it better to give or receive? And this is what I'm giving to you, J. Millie, because you haven't heard any of my new music in forever.
No, haven't.
So I'm going to definitely play this track, this Dunny featuring Honest Fire. We went in on that money beat. And we're going to get back to the Culture Boys and show love. It's a lot of entertaining going on. Definitely had his door.
Let me say something. That song right there, that shit had my neck hurting the way I had my head bobbing that night.
That's just crazy, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Y'all making people hurt their necks? Okay.
I be breaking necks when I walk down the streets. Now I do it.
I'm
new pictures
over there getting
it. Hey, fine, that's for me. Fine, that's too much. That's confidentiality, baby.
Oh, I know, right? We just like it. We all just on at the same time and whatnot. That was too cute.
Aww,
the puppy.
I'm definitely.
Hey, shout out to all my niggas that be all about their money.
Yes,
you gotta keep being about that. 2011 is all about that money in 2011, man. We ain't gonna stop, man.
And who got money for me? Because I'm broke right now.
Wow.
Hey, the money out there, you gotta go get it. You gotta be a go getter. Go get that.
How about you tell her where she gotta go? You know, after the song, Signal. I got you, Truth Teller, baby.
I'll just go get that bread.
My bread up. I just had a baby. I'm down for a minute.
Oh, yeah, so you can go to your job.
What the hell was you doing when you was up, Truth Teller? Stop playing. Hold up.
What was I doing when I was up?
Do you know what
I do? I am all about everything. I'm like a Jane of all trades. I can do it all.
Okay.
Oh, do me too. Pay my bills.
I will punch you in your eyeball. Stop playing with me.
True. J. Miller, you just opened my eyes. Like, I'm just ready. I might even get a chewy or two. I don't care.
Hey,
chewy or two.
I'm joking.
One of my artists, we was driving to Cali for a show. He called on his phone. He said, I'm going to need you to pay my cable bill, my insurance, and my phone bill. That's right there on the counter. He's like, yeah, just holler back at me with the confirmation number. Wait, who the fuck you talking to?
Yeah.
That's my girl right there. I said, oh, can you tell her to pay, tell her I got my electric over there, tell her I got my cell phone bill right here. He was like, yes, I need to get
as long as he asked him, right? As long as you asked him, let me put my bid in. Hey.
Yeah, like it tripped me out because she was like, okay, she was like, where are the bills at? I was like, wow. You know,
are you serious?
Because I know he's
my
really kind
of woman all of a sudden.
You know? Like, is that really how it is? I'm like, if y'all can do it, so can I. That's how I really feel.
Nah, Yo, are we?
I just don't see any men being like that. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, but I want to get into this topic, dude. They didn't get into this music because I want to hear some people's opinions.
We're going to get into the topic after the song. Play the song.
What song do you want me to play, damn it?
Money, money, money.
That's why I already had it on there. I'm just fucking with you. I'm going in.
I knew you was playing with me, but I asked you again because I knew you wanted it. So I gave you what
you
want. You
know how I like it. You know I like you to tell me what to do. Tell me what
you like it all the way in, deep in. I'm going to give it to you just like you like it.
God damn.
Guys, I was just joking.
Money, 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 money. Money, 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 I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle, bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles, when you grabbing cases, niggas wanna see you, bum ass swag, I don't need approval, the definition of class, let a nigga school you, shorty we can frost but only if I choose to, you should play some ice cause I am gonna bruise you, I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties and I say what's on my mind cause no one gonna do it for me, if you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh, that shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crisp style. You dudes about to be out the game, shit foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps. Cause I'm giving niggas hella, don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you saying, did who you doing. And she told me all about you, to be honest, I don't give up. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get the fucking business going down, liquor. Only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little bitches.
Gunny, cut the niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this fact made rough in competition. They never show a love, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My automatic break bitches, I make them fall. They come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis, this and Louis, that bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, then he got the change. This is a movement. A lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name. You tell me these tats on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and kill me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamin. Come out.
Give
him a wet wipe.
Angelina.
Get the wet.
get your wet wipes.
You're going to call Angelina.
But, yeah, definitely thank you, Fanatic. You like that, John?
I fucks with that. That's tight word, bitch.
Oh, you know what I mean? It's the unity. Now we got to get into the interview and the motherfucking topic of the night. Go ahead, Truth Teller. Lay it on the first culture boy, that topic.
Okay. The topic is, would you rather give or receive? And why?
And we talking about whatever. And why?
I definitely rather give, though. And y'all ladies must know what I'm talking about. You dig what I'm saying? I like to give versus receive. Listen to me. I'd rather give versus receive.
Is that Fanatic?
Like
is that Fanatic or Del Black talking? Who's that speaking?
This is Fanatic.
Okay. Fanatic.
I like to see the expression on a lady's face when I be giving. I don't really make too many faces, so it's pointless to receive, because it's going to feel like she ain't doing much. When she really is, I just be holding that shit back. But I like to give so I can see the job I'm doing.
He's a giver.
I like a giver. You know what I mean?
Let's lock
that answer in for him. You know what I mean?
Hold on, wait. Mm-hmm. I am a fan of Fanatic.
What'd you say?
I'm a fan of Fanatic.
Oh, she's
he
a Fanatic
fan.
I love that.
Oh.
If you're a fan of Fanatic, you're a fan of Culture Boys, dude. What?
Oh, repeat that again? I didn't hear that.
I said if you're a fan of Fanatic, you're a fan of Culture Boys, baby.
I'm a fan of all music, believe me.
Because great minds think alike. It's a label full of great minds.
That's what's up. But speaking of great minds, I got to know what's on the mind of my girl, Jay Millie. You know what I'm saying? We used to be so close, but then we had to get on our go-getter stands, and I don't get to talk to her that much. But I definitely always got open arms for you, Ma, and I know you got the same for me.
Appreciate it. You can go ahead and bring your show right over to Hustle and Grind. While you're playing, you get better sound quality, I'll tell you that much.
I'm coming.
Girl, I had to leave Bronx Talk because they were fucking around.
Yeah, yo, I need other options. We'll talk about it. We'll definitely talk about it. Bronx Talk, they call my phone. They be like, thanks for the downloads. You know what I mean? They shout me out. I fucks with Bronx Talk. But,
yeah, they cool. But you know,
I wanna get on your mind. Then I wanna touch on a little spicy topic that we talked about during the meeting on Sunday. You know what I mean? Just because I'm curious. And I want my fans to know what's going on and shit. But first, for you, J. Millie, is it better to give or receive? And then I will give you a dollar if you know what I would answer, what my answer would be.
A whole dollar, huh?
So
that's a lot of cash.
Put it on the same floor.
For me, I'm a giver, I'll be honest, all day, real talk, you know.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. It's something that That shit does something to me. So, you know, it's a good situation, you know.
I love
giving,
I
like to receive,
man.
Too. But I'd rather give. If I had to pick, I'd rather give, you know.
Nah, I'm a taker.
Yeah, I see you being a taker.
Uh-huh. Speaking of takers, shout out to the Culture Boys, Takers of Philly, part two.
Ooh.
Coming to the streets in February, Takers of Philly.
Wait a minute, shout out to the fact that Takers sucked as a movie. Like, what the fuck? I watched that shit the other day. That shit sucked. I did not like that movie at all. All
right, well, we changed it from a movie to a movement.
Taking over Philly, that's what it is. Culture Boys.
Hosted by Mark G. Shout out to him one more time.
Shout out to Mark G's, man. What's good, my nigga?
Your boy, Mark.
I like the fact that y'all don't say nah, mean a million times. Every time I got somebody on my show from Philly, nah, mean. I'm like, oh, Lord.
No, we got vocabulary.
Yeah, we don't all talk like that, you know what I mean? That's only, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Oh, you was throwing some little subliminal shots.
You know,
little subliminal shots there. That's what that is.
I mean, that was me. I got a nice little following out of Philly. Shout out to all my Philly people. We love you. I need to get out there. Like, I didn't get to come through that night when I was in New York, but I'm coming back in April, and I definitely need to stop through Philly. I think I might have to just spend a couple of days there while I'm on the coast. So, you know,
come no more. Come through.
I'll make sure you come see. Right, Amina?
Yeah.
Amina, no.
She's hospitable.
I'll make sure you
come. I want to come to the event. Like, that was my thing. I want to come to the event. I want to check you out.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And then Culture
Boys
is here, too. Yeah, I'm definitely coming out there for the conference. And then I'll probably bring the Culture Boys, too. My girl, Jay Millie.
Yeah, y'all come on.
We all coming. You know what I mean?
That'll be nice. I was actually introduced
by the culture to the Culture Boys from Tommy Butter Hill, you know what I mean? Definitely looked out. And then, like, I'm just focused on the professional side of everybody when it comes to this music. Like, are you making good music? Are you trying to promote your good music? You want to come out and perform your good music? You want to go sell your good music? You want to come to Philly Shine and show that shit off? That's what I'm about, you know what I mean? And I really respect, like, hell, the unity of the Culture Boys, you know what I mean? Y'all definitely came through. Y'all kept y'all word. Y'all showed up early, too. That was just, for real, I just got to say thank you to both you guys. And definitely shout out to your other partner and let him know I feel the same way. You know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga Rain Ruger.
Still got you, my nigga. It ain't about nothing, man. Shout out to Honest Fire, because we told you, Honest, we all about that money, just like that record.
What part of the city are y'all repping before I play all about the money?
My fault to the whole hood, man. Shout out to Uptown. Uptown Philly, what's good? G-Town, what's the lane? Shout out to the whole Uptown, you know. Shout out to North Philly, too. West Philly, shout out to West Philly. Everybody out west, southwest. I mean, shout out to Philly Perry, you know. But, we from Uptown, so that's what we do.
So how'd you guys all meet up together?
Long story short, I had a studio in my garage. I just got finished writing a bio about this too. That's crazy, you asked.
Yeah, definitely.
I had a little studio in my garage when I was like 16, 17. I met Del Block, that's on the line right now, and we made a mixtape called Goonified. Right before we packed that up and hit the streets with it, he introduced me to his brother, which is Rain Ruger, the one that was with us that night at the show. And he introduced me to the Culture Boys, and once I went and played a song that I recorded at a studio named Raziac Studios. I played a song for them. Them niggas was fucking with that, and they was like, "Yo, we need him. What's up? What you think about being the Culture Boy?" I said, "It's whatever." Once I said that, it was a movement. Ever since then.
That's what's up. Can I ask a question?
Yeah,
I want to just ask you guys, because I don't really know too much about you guys, but I'm definitely interested from what I hear so far. So my question is, after you guys came together, where did the whole Culture Board come from? Like, you became a part of the Culture Board, so where did it all start?
Well, to be honest, Street Culture Entertainment originated in North Philadelphia. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Chris Currency.
Uh-huh.
The guy who was in Repo. He's a little crackhead and Repo or whatever. My man Chris Currency started that off back in the day, but he really left it alone. He left Street Culture. He left it alone. He really followed his dream of acting, or being a comedian or whatever. So we picked it up, and ever since then we brought it uptown, from North Philly to uptown.
How many people are really involved? Like, is it just, it's not obviously just you two. It's a whole movement.
Shout out to all my niggas that's locked down right now. Free my nigga Big Stacks. Free my nigga Foe. Free my nigga Spit. And free my nigga Braziano, man. We got plenty of members. Shout out to my nigga Pacino Bucks. Bug the Money was good.
We got about six or eight.
To be honest, when we all strapped ready for war, we like a good 15 strong, and ain't nothing stopping that right there, man.
Okay. Does everybody do music, or you guys
everybody
all
do music? Everybody don't do no music.
She's jumping the gun. You effing up with my question I was about to ask. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, go ahead. I got to show off. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I love it. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I love it.
I was letting you go.
I just wanted to reveal something after I played the song, you know what I mean? She was going to mess up my reveal, you know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to reveal.
No, you can talk just that question, that one question. I was like, hold up. We want to introduce it. Because these guys are actually multi-talented, and then if anybody knows, when I have an artist on Philly Shine Radio, I try to get to know you guys so that when I ask those questions, introduce you to everybody, you know what I mean, we make it pop. But I do want to talk about the other talent that you have, Fanatic, and get into what you got going on. We're going to check in on some of the callers. Shout out to Jay Millie, you know what I'm saying, definitely an excellent
radio.
No, Jay Millie, Hustle and Grind, too, like, coming
through. Y'all gotta come on my show, real talk. You know what I'm saying? We do this. I interview people from everywhere.
Y'all can tell. She do that big shit. We've been doing big shit since last year, all crazy. I love her.
I got a question for y'all. What y'all think about teaming up? Co-hosts and co-hosts.
Y'all could be like P-Funk and Rug.
Back in real rap. What y'all think about being co-hosts? Hosting co-hosts, team up. What y'all think about that?
What do the callers think about that?
Honestly, we could still do our separate show. We could do a show together, like once a week on a Sunday or on a
We do it all the time. I feel like right now she came in as my guest host. You know what I'm saying? We do that all the time. Like, we'll fucking show up in a minute. I know back when we had a unity with other niggas, y'all remember how we all used to get down, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of them, one time. You know, one of them called me the other day, which was hilarious. You know, shout out to some of the DJs that be straight hating on the ladies one time. So yeah, I just had to say that.
You get kicked.
I'm gonna have to fill you in though. That shit was hilarious.
Just like when you told me the other day, somebody was saying, "Oh, is Honest Fire all she cracked up to be?" Blah blah blah. Just like I tell everybody, like, whenever you're ready to check out my skills, my mic skills, Raiders, my people, my networking skills, I'm everywhere. You'll see me.
That's one thing you can't do in front of me is hate on Honest and think you're going to get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll get her on the phone like, hey, Honest. You know, that's never going to happen. You try.
And you know how loyal I am already. I'll drink to that.
Yes,
shout out to loyalty. Loyalty is royalty. We about to drink today. Play this "Bout My Money" track from the Culture Boys. You know what I mean? We got to ask them the topic question and talk about more of the talent that these guys have. You know what I mean? We having fun on Philly Shine Radio. We going to get to the callers. We're going to shout all you out. Shout out to Truth Teller. You know what I mean? She's definitely a truth teller.
I've never heard from her before, so tell me. Who is she? You got her on here with you.
Truth Teller
is my co-host.
Wait, let me tell you.
Go ahead,
introduce yourself.
Show off. Okay. The Truth Teller is not a rapper, a singer, an artist at all. I'm just a behind-the-scenes girl, as Honest co-host, helping her with the show.
That's what's up.
Okay. I had to hope that
wasn't a singer. Honest fire behind her, girl. I fucks with Honest.
Thank you. I was harmonizing. I got a little carried away.
I had to know that I am not an artist, so don't expect to hear me on no tracks. Don't expect me to.
Now she gonna do the ad libs. She do ad libs crazy. She do her Jeezy joy. She be like, yeah. That's what's up. Truth Teller, play "About My Money." We're going to show love to Culture Boys. About to have a little power hour with my boo, Jay Millie. We be showing
Uptown,
off on Philly Shine Radio.
The fuck up. It's for Uptown right here, man. Play that "About My Money."
Here we go.
I'm about my money, man, I came to get paid. Pay me is my favorite phrase. Yep, it'll be a problem for that bread. Come up short, I had that same couple dollars on your head. Playing with my commas, get you led. You copy that? I'm too authentic for real. You just a copycat. I drop a stack, roll the dice, got it back. Now me and your money just got attacked. Who you niggas think you fucking fooling? I'm a problem. Wrap that money round my dick. Use it as a condom. I can get it in the streets. Music just an option. Use it and abuse it for a profit. That's my bitch, homie. Can't leave the crib without my mitt on me. I'm so impatient when my dough was waiting. My mind racing and you playing with my dough. Bring the whole clique, baby boy, I lay him in the row.
I'm chilling, I got my feet pumped. It's got weak cuts. I'm similar to a brick truck. And I be chillin', I got my feet up. Him got me trust. I'm similar to a brain trust. And I be the way I'm about my money, you will think I was a banker. And ride hard, you will think I was a tanker. You know I stay with a bitch, and she bad, so I just spank her. Try to touch me and get broke, cause I'm sharper than a shanker made in jail. The beef, I'm raising hell. I'm hotter than that heathen, the smoke and blazing the L. It ain't shit you can tell me. When it comes to tracks, nigga, I be making sales. Hold more weight than the scale. Cause I'm all about cash. By the day I'm seeing 3,000 like I'm from Outkast. And I will outlast your squad, cause you're cool lies and you will not pass. A polygraph and everything you put out trash. I'm about my moolah, pesos, mother. This elevator not for you, you're sweeter than sugar. I'ma take your girl with me, cause she's a good looker. Then she will come back to you bragging about where I just took her. I'm chillin', I got my feet up. It's got weak trust. I'm similar to a brick truck. And I be got my feet up. Him got me trust. I'm similar to a brain truck. And I be
this money I be all about that. Hustled all my life, homie, through the drought stress. Knives with the tree, the same color as the money. Clean from head to toe, toilet water, wrong buddy. You can keep on hating, I be all about my money, man. Hustle hard, hating, get you chalk with the dummy. All my bloods and even the Crips feel me, fam. You know what the fact, I'm about my money, man. First check, invest in some property. Grab the old school, new Rembrandt, I got the block with me. Yeah, we headed to the top, you see. More blocks, more glocks, more thoughts for me. Yeah, prepared for the takeover. Been missing your Range Rover. Everything I spit hot, flamethrower. Put it on my daughter, nigga, ain't shit funny. I'm all about my money, man, all about my money.
Chillin', I got my feet up. And got weak trust. I'm similar to a brick truck. And I be chillin', I got my feet up. And got weak trust. I'm similar to a brick truck. And I be
Okay, the song is off, so what's up with that?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that shotgun. Turn my phone up no louder.
I guess I'm going to have to improvise to honesty back.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to improvise. I don't know what to do. See, look, she shouldn't put me in these situations. I think I'm a troll craft.
Well, so everybody who listening right, anybody who listening right now, make sure y'all go on YouTube right now, type in Culture Boys, one word, you can still hear that same single right now, All About My Money. If you feel like it, call up the 100.3 Power 99, request that shit. They're going to be like, damn, we are talking about, but it don't even fucking matter, man.
Right.
Wait. Okay. Let them know. Let them know it's there.
So y'all sending y'all music to the radio stations?
Yeah, we definitely send it up there. They know that it's in the air, man. The radio station's acting like they don't want to show no love right now. What it is. We're going to get
this. Y'all want me to get on them and just start harassing them?
Hey, it's only but so much harassing you can do, babe. Real talk, the market's tied up right now. That's how it is in Philly right now, man. It's hard. It's hard for up-and-coming artists. But they let you know right there, all you got to do is grind hard.
Shout out to the true color Hold Me Down, you know what I'm saying? Me and Jay Millie definitely checked out for just a second. Back to the Culture Boys and tonight's topic on Philly Shine Radio. Is it better to give or receive, you know?
Oh, I didn't even get a chance to answer that question.
No, you did not, Del Block.
This Del Block speaking.
I know your voice now.
Well, make it sure.
Why not you be stalking him and burning his voice and everything, calling his
phone? No. Just certain things stick. You know what I mean? Certain things stick.
Yeah, like she said,
That sounds a little interesting. I might have to ask a couple questions next.
Let's go, Sano. Talking shit, y'all. I'm just, y'all know I be shit talking. Only
opinion.
I'm a good girl.
Then
but no,
Block,
is it better? Yeah, y'all know what's going on at this time of night. That's why this Saturday on Truth or Dare Saturday, I gotta tell y'all on tune in. It's gonna be crazy. We're bringing the topic back. I dare you to make a phone call right now, set something up. Somebody you never called before. I want to see where your pimp game is. We're going to bring that topic back. That's going to be crazy, right?
Oh, wait. We're going to do that again?
We're going to do that again right back. We might do that like once a month because that's just going to be crazy.
We got to call them on a three-way?
Yeah, call them on the three-way. We pretend like everybody press mute, you know what I mean? We pretend like we not here. And you got to set something up. Like, try not to say the person's name, you know what I mean? But
we
won't do too much.
Yeah. Is it somebody that's in your phone book or somebody just random? Like,
No. Somebody in your phone book or whatever. Whoever.
Hey, make sure you hit me up when you're doing that. I want to get that.
Oh, you're going to be, all right, we'll be like, but then that's what we say, we joking at the end, or we wasn't really serious or whatever, you know what I mean?
Because
then the person going to call you back and like, what's up, you on your way? Like, nigga, I'm still on the radio show, like, I wasn't really coming. I was joking. Or it could be, you know what I mean, somebody you've been with, because that's what my homie Demel did. He got it started. He got the show started last time. Remember Truth Teller?
Yeah. Well, remember you did it?
Yeah, I wasn't shit for when I did. That wasn't right. I never called that guy a day in my life about none of this stuff.
That one, the one before that, when we first did it, the topic.
Which one?
You called the
you know what? We're going to have a sample of that before the show is over. It's going to be crazy. Star Mina. You know what I mean? You know what? And as a matter of fact, I think I might join in and be like, you know what? I think I want to join.
let me let this know. If you want to talk, you know, and comment on today's topic, you know, call us press number one, and we will open up your mic, and we will get your opinion of the topic.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Definitely press one. We don't want to bother anybody that's just listening. No, there's nothing wrong with listening.
I love bothering them people.
It's crazy because, like, you know, like, I'm going to tell you, sometimes the topic takes people off guard. So I'll be like, yo, how big is the last dick you had? You know what I mean? If it's a girl, I'll be like, how big was the dick? Tell us right now, like, and it is just speechless. Like,
Wait. Let's get back into Truth or Dare Saturdays, right? Because I want to dare to also be. Oh, we got it. Oh, that one raised their hand. Oh, shit now. But I want Truth or Dare to be do some strength for some change. We got to do the mobile
fuck around again. Girl, no, that was so
I did that before. No, that was scary. I'm going to be honest. Like, when I did do something strange and I was walking up on people, I was a little, you know. Niggas might really try to get me, though. I don't want them to get me. I don't want to have to hurt nobody. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
I don't really
Ooh,
like,
violent,
though.
Violent.
I can't eat. Yeah, I'm real violent. But let's check up on the callers, you know what I mean? Definitely thanks everybody tuning in. You know, we got my girls with me, Truth Teller in the building, Jay Millie, West Coast Beauty. Who's
okay,
the caller we got?
Okay, we have 770-896.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's
the
Mel.
That's the big caller. What's up,
what
Paul? Say what's up, Jamel.
What you want me to do now, honest?
Because you know he will.
Yeah, I know you about it. I would like you to say what's up to the Culture Boys, my special guest on Philly Shine. You know, I got Jay Millie, Truth Telling the Bills, and welcome back to the show, Jamel. What's good?
What's up, Green Dot? What's good with you, boy? What's happening? You already know we on the elevator headed to the galaxy, my nigga. Yeah,
damn.
I'm trying to get to the 34th floor too. You know what I'm talking about? All right, well, hit me up on Facebook. We can talk about that. Facebook.com/CultureBoys. CulturebOyz. Well, I'm in Atlanta. I'll be with Tommy on Friday.
Are you going to be with him on Friday?
Yeah.
All right, well, then talk to him. He the man to talk to anyway.
That's what's up. Yeah, shout
out. We all family.
Exactly. It's all love, you know what I mean? Entertainment, professionalism, good music. We got some good music to play tonight.
So, honest, what's going on? What's the topic?
We're doing Truth or Dare Saturday. We're going to give everybody a little taste, you know what I mean, right before the 2 o'clock hour hits, you know what I mean. We're going to have a sexy Nina get somebody. He deserves it. That's going to be real funny. And he's going to have big blue balls.
I know what I want to take.
Ooh. Why? How do you know? You want to take the dare?
All the time.
We're gonna keep the Mel tame. Tonight's topic, though, we talking about, is it better to give or receive? I know you would give her, though. I don't even think you're a receiver. You definitely caught a dare.
It depends on who it is.
Oh, you have heard so much. Girl, you listen now.
No, I'm already
listening.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen, damn it. We're all listening. Thank you for everybody listening. We're having fun. But, Demel, is it better to give or is it better to receive?
It depends on the situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know. Now, if I'm with a girl, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather receive. But if I'm dealing with business, it depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, I feel the same way. In business, I'm a giver. I'm a giver in business. I give you rope. You know what I mean? I give you a foot. You know what I mean? I point you to the water. Exactly. I do that. I do those type of givings. Like, give a foot or, you know, a chair.
like you and Jay Millie, y'all my dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Sometimes. I stab somebody for y'all. I kill somebody for y'all.
Let me give you a
list. For real.
I know, right? I'll tell you right where to go. Stab is the killing.
Just like somebody was messing with DJ Love Houston on Twitter. I didn't know who they was, but, you know, she part of my team.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just sit there and look.
Love Houston.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we got your back, Love Houston, all the time. Like, I had somebody back, y'all won't even know, like, because, like, I'm the type of person, like, if you fuck with my people, I'm like, oh, you're fucking with my people? I'll smile all in your face, get right next to you, and cut you through. You won't even know. Like, so that's just how it is. Like, you know, we fucks with each other. I love Jay Miller, you know what I mean? We having fun. Well, we're going to play some more. We got to play some more music, you know what I mean? I got to show love to my people, you know what I mean? Green Dial Entertainment, definitely in the building. It was real good to be introduced to the boy Red Don, you know what I mean, all the way from Norway. And just to stay on it, like, this is some good, hot, like, rap pop from him. And yesterday I was introduced to Trini Savai, and I definitely fell in love with her. Beautiful artist from Philly, out in Cali right now doing her thing. Rex Waterboy, shout out to you too. But we just want to show some love. Like I said, I really, really, really appreciate good music. Holler at me, call me, 215-200-7554 anytime. You know what I'm saying? If you talking about some business, text my phone. You know what I mean? I'll definitely get back to you. But that's how we conduct. I give. You know what I mean? I give my number out. You know, I answer the phone and shit. I do that. I'm getting cussed out, though.
This is a nice show. You got the queen of Arizona, and you got the queen of Southwest. How about this?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I tell you, I'm the queen. That's the damn shit. I fucking rep more than Southwest. Fuck what you heard. Like, we gonna get it in. You know what I'm saying? I swear, it's the queen. Just like my girl Marissa Kay say, it's about how you serve your people. You know what I mean? Like, it's more about your territory than anything else. So, we show love. Thank you.
No, wait, if you're the queen, then what am I? Your minion?
Fuck no, you a queen too. You the queen of blank, blank. Blank, blank, blank.
Thank you. Blank and blank.
You know what I'm talking about. So we got a little secret talk. We just say blank.
I dare.
You dare what?
I dare you tell the truth.
I always tell the truth. Tell the truth about what?
About what she the queen of.
Oh, look at her.
Y'all have these little side remarks and shit like they
can do that shit. He's moving shit with that pimp talk. Nah, the quiet show be kept, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep the quiet kept, you know what I mean? Shout out to the truth teller. You know what I mean? She definitely represent, you know what I mean? Big ups to my boo. Fuck it. Fuck it.
I don't even
want to
be a queen because I don't like to be on front
shit.
I could chill out in the back
because,
you know, I'm the one that
needs to be. See, babe, that's why I said that. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. She the queen. She rep her territory. She the queen of mother. She the queen of diva. Mwah. Love. Much love to your little cute kid. You know what I mean? I love a cute baby. Like, that'll just make your day. I had to babysit earlier today, you know what I mean? It was crazy.
You gotta come get Diva then, shit.
I would come get her. I try to tell you, like, I love kids. Like, me and kids, what? All day. Like,
let me send you a couple.
Y'all be surprised. Yeah, the person who will beat kids. Like, I do that for free. I babysit kids for free. I love kids. Nah.
No, she will pay me to babysit my kids.
Yeah, I'll give you. I'm not going to pay you shit. I'll pay you no mind. So, you know, play Red Dye music. We got to get into that. Like I said, shout out to Green Dollar Mafia, reaching out to Norway. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it in rotation because I fuck
Norway. Norway
we
is
got
the house.
More to come.
House.
More to come. Diamond Spotlight, first Sunday and second Sunday showcase.
We're
going
to get him over
crazy.
Here. He's going to be from the Mill Creek.
Yeah,
we're going to
keep it consistent.
Yes.
We're going to keep it
Culture
consistent.
Boys in the building.
New music.
Yes,
new
I
artists.
Stand up.
Everything. Yeah, definitely shout out to the Culture Boys.
Can we get Philly artists? Will you ever have artists from other places?
Huh?
I said, is it just Philly artists, or do you ever have artists from other places?
No, artists from everywhere. This one artist, I'm about to play music from Norway. That's
yeah,
what I'm
you're...
talking about your thing on Sunday.
I just find like, yeah, they be coming
oh,
from
no,
New York.
Yeah, they come from everywhere. Yeah, definitely.
They sound like vultures.
I would love you.
That's
disrespectful. No, not like roaches. More like, geez, it'd be real peaceful. It's a lot of unity, you know what I'm saying? definitely show love to a lot of artists.
Well, let's go into this music, and then we can go back after the music. Okay, we're going to come back. Going in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Redoni, Robux, yeah, yeah. Give me a beat, a pen and a pad, a bottle of Hen and some hash. Get the hell out of my face. You're not my friend, you're a rat, a backstabber. So we gon' treat you like a rat. And this goes out to all up and coming artists in Norway. You don't wanna feature from with Dawn. I'll rape your track. Lanes get smacked at Danes. I smash, better get brains and ass. I won't change for cash, or maybe I will. Either way, I don't care, I don't fear no creature that breathes the same air as me. Word to B.I.G., I do my thing on the M.I.C. R.I.P. to all the beats I have dropped. Dog, I bleed, H.I.P., H.O.P. Hip-hop, I don't spit rhymes, I spit shots of dopeness. I'm the shit, doc. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. MFU, I'm reppin' it till the death of it. That means I'ma be reppin' it forever, kid. Most definite, motherfuckers better be respecting it. I'm the best in it. All these other dudes, shit, it's whack, I don't mess with it. Check the kid, every record is dope to your ears. New school rap leader, clap your hands to the beat. Fuck that, you clap with the heater. This is a sick up, dressed in black, looking just like ninjas. Y'all should thank Miss Cannabis Sativa, cause if it weren't for her, I probably would be smacking your team up, jacking for your beamer. Fuck a dreamer, this is reality shit. My sheep is doing 10 years, yeah, that's reality, kid. Y'all rap about cash like everybody was rich. That ain't reality, bitch, come to think about it. Y'all ain't rapping about shit. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. Flow properly, drop a beat, I'll drop some heat and rock the beat. Try to block my cream or stop the team, I'm gon' knock you peeps the fuck out. I don't play no games, no monopoly, it ain't no stopping me. So check it, rappers up schizophrenic, saying some shit today, then the next day they'll regret it. Pathetic, if I said something and it sounded like I meant it, I probably meant it. These motherfuckers is desperate, dressing up like clowns just to sell some records. They must be hallucinating if they think they can see me. All I need is a couple of heavy weapons and about 30 seconds to get rid of all these imposters. Watch us carefully as we take over this show. I'm a monster with the flow, everything I drop is fucking dope. Bobby knows a couple of tricks that'll make mommy's clothes fall off, spit like a sawed off sloppy hose. Y'all can lick these Albanian balls, y'all. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody iller if you ask him, him, him. MFU, third finger up, gang. Free all my fam who's locked up. One love.
Yeah, I fucks with that. Mm-hmm. You know, shit. You know what I mean? Spitting that shit. My homies, like, I swear, like, I can feel them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to relate to music. Like, I court the rhyme, you know what I'm saying? I court the rhyme and I felt this story. That shit was hot. Big ass everybody joining the show. We still talking, you know what I mean, that truth for not the, we talking about the truth for dare for Saturday, but tonight's topic, we talking about, is it better to give or receive? Like, what is it? What is it for you, truth teller? Because you didn't even answer the question.
I always got to answer the question. Why can't I ever get the night off? You always pushing the question over me. I just feel so
good. I mean, I just got a, I got a little pushy. I got a little pushy. You know, don't make me push harder. Just answer the question.
You don't want to answer the question. I kind of want to think I.
You know what? It's cool. It's okay.
I mean, just keep it real. Just keep it real. That's
yeah.
All you got to.
That's. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's get back to the real, man.
See, sometimes you need a man to talk. Yeah, go ahead, man. Talk to her. She hysterical. Calm her down. You know, ain't that how you talk to him? You're like, calm her down.
Good shit, right?
Oh, see, now everybody gonna say nothing. That's cool. I
I got you.
Calm
down,
Tree. I guess she's about to answer. Yeah, that's what I'm swinging for,
that
answer.
That's all. We'll go ahead and answer the question, baby girl.
I'd rather be teased because I don't like to give because sometimes I don't like that shit in the mouth.
Oh. Yeah, I know what she talking about. You know what's crazy? I forgot we was talking about sex. I was talking about money and shit.
I mean, I'm talking about whatever.
That's crazy. I wasn't even talking about, I was about to receive money. But when it comes to that, I don't even care for it. Like, please, like, you got to be perfect, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be like that kind of head where it's like he takes the pussy up to his mouth like he's sipping from a cup, you know what I mean? And he just, that's all I'm going to give y'all. That's all I'm going to give y'all, the whole thing. But
that's cool.
Something like that.
Nah, bitch, nah,
that's
you better finish cool, my
I'm
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm a slurper anyway, so that's cool with me.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
He just finished the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Jay Millie definitely fucks with you, baby.
You tip it up just a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know how it is. We are talking about Chewies. Yeah, Demel, are you good at... Yeah, we talk about Chewies, Demel. We not talk about business and money.
Next time y'all see... Wait, I gotta say something. Next time y'all see Anna, she gonna have a black eye. Because how she gonna forget the topic, y'all?
No, I didn't know that it was...
I guess we kind of threw a wall. That's all. We just kind of threw
a
wall.
No, not even... I be...
Shout out to the culture boys in the building switching a topic like that.
Yeah,
see, now y'all already know that most of my conversations be about business. Like, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Like, by the time, I'm always taken back when the guy's like, oh, no, I want to eat your pussy. I'm like, oh, shit, damn. Oh, fuck, I didn't even know what's going on today. Like, Jay Millie said, well, come on in, then. Damn it, like, I didn't even understand. I was going to see you.
That was almost 1 year.
Honestly,
in February, it'll be 1 year.
Honestly, she was definitely talking about business, but, you know, Culture Boys in the building, we be changing topics on their ass, just like them.
Wait a minute. That's celibate for a year.
Almost.
Who is celibate for a year?
That pussy is tight.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and ready for somebody.
That pussy is tight.
Say no more.
True teller, you ain't shit.
Say no more.
I got a couple of artists on that shit. I'm like, let's see who can wait the longest. Because I just been really, really busy, like, about my business, and I don't have time for nothing else. Like,
yeah, you have been real busy.
Damn. Like, that's real.
Even when you was on vacation.
You know how you get,
you on vacation, you on a plane and you on a bus for a long time.
I was with is in Cleveland. I went back to Cleveland in October. Did not even blink at this motherfucker. I was like, all right, then I'm out, on the panel, peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's really what it is. Like, when you're really focusing about your business, like, too many distractions will just take that focus away. And I really feel like right now, shit's just cracking, and I can't let anything distract me.
I be feeling like, but you know what's crazy? My dry spell is kind of, like, crazy because you think, like, oh, yeah, you do get busy. You're like, man, baby, I can't even come see you. You ain't even got time to come, and it's crazy.
Exactly.
I don't want to be celibate for a year, though.
I mean, damn, you got to make time sometime.
I need romance. Oh, yeah.
You call pure romance and go get you a toy and keep it going.
Oh, but no, now, see. I be with myself a lot more than I be with anybody in the world, so I already know her.
Go get your daddy from the natty for $59.99.
You should have been great. Crazy. I don't even do it. Now, see, we had this, we going to have to bring some topics back because we definitely talked about those such things on Philly Shine Radio. We talked about masturbation, how people do it. You know what I mean? Me and my homegirl went into how we just put ourselves asleep. Like, it just be like a whole cheap fuck, oh, yeah. Like, 2 minutes and then you sleep. Like, what the hell?
Oh, wait. I'm damn. If that's all you wanted.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. You said, what? Well, who said what? Who is that saying?
I said, damn.
But
that,
you know
that's
what?
All you wanted was a quick 2 minutes. I mean, damn. I mean, niggas feel like that sometimes where they just want it over quick.
That's how she did it.
Like,
herself.
I don't feel like
wait a minute,
they
ain't what it will hold up. Nope,
get it over with.
Nope. Listen, Culture Boys, y'all, we not seeing eye to eye right now. I'm real upset because we're not seeing eye to eye because ain't no way in hell I'm accepting 2 minutes with a smile from a man. You got to go with me.
No, not from a man.
Overdone with my ass.
No, you talk about masturbation. That's all. You said masturbation. Nobody said one of the Culture Boys is going to give you 2 minutes. We talk about masturbation.
No. Run it back. Double block. Hold up. Was that you? You talking about some? Oh, if you watch this, all you want 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. Who said that?
Right. That's all you want. It was a quick 2 minutes. Right. We ain't got to sit there. I mean, if it's one of the moments with them, we feel like going for a minute, then all right, that's what it is. But if it's one of them quick moments, man, you both just trying to get a nut off, let's get it.
Yeah, fuck all that. How come sometimes y'all go 2 minutes and other times you go not forever? So that shit is get the fuck off of type shit.
Sometimes it's just that's what type of mood you in. It'll depend on what type of mood you in, baby. That's all. You feel like getting it over with, then it's going to be over with. That's all it is.
I heard that before.
How come in 2 minutes honest, but a man can't?
No. I didn't say the guy can't make me. Oh, no. See, I get mine off. I can make myself. I come in 45 seconds, period. Now, I was saying 2 minutes, I'm asleep. I made myself come in. Yeah, please. Because, you know, first of all, for me, sex is always, you got to have that build up, you know what I mean? Or else it's just, it's like, you know what I mean? I get up and leave. I've left a guy before. I'm like, I don't even like you like that. Like, I don't even know how we doing this. Like, not even foreplay. I need you to fuck my mind first. I need you to give me a good time. So by the time I even get you all rock hard and I'm super wet, you know, It's the coming part is easy. The orgasm the easy part, you know what I mean? I should write a book, like, the orgasm is the easy part. It's going to be my name in my book.
The big O.
The big O is the easy part. But we always get into talking on blog talk because it's so much better than the sound quality of music. Sorry, we're going to fix that, you know what I mean?
Where the call is at?
We got callers? We definitely got to check in on some of the callers.
I know the lines is going crazy right now. I know somebody wants to get in this conversation.
I wanted to talk about Fanatic.
All the mail sticking out of
this. I was going to go into my homeboy Fanatic's talents, but...
Let's get that. All about that money. Let's get that.
You can do the talent. What talent are you talking about?
We'll come back to that.
Hold up, guys. You know what I mean? I guess, coming up on the second half of the show, we're going to check in on some more callers. I'm going to put up another post on Facebook talking this shit. But I have to definitely show love to the Culture Boys. Definitely, like I said, be a talented artist. We like the sex topic sometimes take us somewhere, you know what I mean? We went somewhere a little
See,
bit.
See, that's that long
life.
That focus that I'm talking about.
You went to Jupiter, bro. Y'all can't get on this elevator, man.
I need to hear from the chat room and everything, too. Make sure they got the number 646-929-0172. But I wanted to talk about... you know what I mean? Jay Millie was getting ready to touch on it earlier in the show. The fact that are you guys just only rappers, the multi? And I know for a fact that Fanatic, you're multi-talented. You know what I mean? We might go off again once I go into this topic. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I like that R&B shit. But definitely.
Might as well give up an example or something,
bruh. Yeah. All right. Exactly.
All right, pay attention.
Baby, will you marry me? I'm down on one knee. Here's a diamond ring for you. Baby, will you marry me? You'll never need, I'll do anything for you. Baby, will you marry me? It's time to make it right. Will you be my wife? Oh, girl, baby, will you marry me for the rest of your life? I'm going to show you the world.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll marry you. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Yes, I'll marry you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, really, like, I like that. Put a ring on it right there.
Shout out to the Culture Boys. It's your Culture Entertainment, man. Sign up now.
I like that.
Tommy Butter was good, nigga.
I made sure I liked your page. You know what I'm saying? I show love. We got to make sure I get a recording of that. It's like, don't be, Yeah, see, we like the R&B shit. You know what I mean? That's that smooth.
And we got plenty of that. We got plenty of that for y'all, man. Make sure y'all go grab that Tickets of Philly. Tickets of Philly coming out in February. It's going to be real big, y'all.
What about you, though, Block? You know what I mean?
What about
you? What are you just an artist? Do you do any video work?
Well, you know, I do my thing on the rhyming tip. I mean, when you say you rhyme, like, it's not just like, I mean, you're supposed to come on all different type of levels. Like, that song right there, I could come off on that Marry Me shit, too. Like, it ain't even about nothing, like, anything. It don't matter, any topic. I mean, you a real artist, you're able to come off on any level talking about anything. And that's what I got.
That's what all my niggas got. All the artists under the label, you know.
That's what's up.
You're
well, yeah.
With able to hit him with that versatility, you got to be able to do that. That's crucial in the game.
That's what's up, definitely. Well, won't you give us a little 16, a little extra?
A little extra.
Yeah, you might as well, since we showing off.
That one too?
What would you say?
I said, well, I need my wet nails and my baby wipes after that one too, because I know you need some baby wipes. You better come get some, girl.
I got baby wipes. Leave me alone. I got my wet wipes.
Y'all crazy.
Hey, Jay Miller, you need some wipes, too?
I make sure I get I got my Philly Shine survival kit, you know. My shower caddies, you know. Make sure I got my loofah.
But the thing about that, don't nobody know I know how to sing except for this radio station right now today.
Oh, well, definitely. I'm going to make sure I show this one off a little bit more. Definitely.
And whoever seen me on YouTube. Well, it was on YouTube, and they seen that. Road
yeah,
to the
they know
studio.
That,
that's
too.
That's how you guys do it, and they know.
It's called Road to the Studio. It's called Fanatic and Del Block Road to the Studio. We're in the studio with PD Crack and Sandman and Enes and, you know, Emilio Sparks.
That show you right there. That's it, man. We all about love, man. Like, we don't let the controversy get to nobody. We still in the booth of artists from Philly. Man, it ain't about nothing. We out here every day.
Exactly. That's what I said all the time. It's about being productive artists.
Right.
I'm breaking shit, man. Fuck. Fuck Reese. Shout out. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. But like I said, go in, Del Block. You know what I mean? We wait for some callers to call in. We tune on Philly Shine, showing love to Culture Boys.
I'm going to tell you about this little freak bitch I met one time. I said, when I bend her back, I bust her ass. That pussy wet, yes, that's a fact. When I stroke it slow, she throw it back. Make it bounce like the switch on a Cadillac.
Now she do me nice. How she blew me like a whistle when she make that ass jiggle. I just pop it like a pistol. Shorty riding, it's a fact. Bring it up and then dry. When I bend her back, I bust her ass. She told me, don't stop. Drip drop like a mop when I'm in that whip. I say what I want, who gives a shit? Got that pussy on lock, she love this dick. And I'm getting top when I'm in that whip. Nigga scream my name when I bring that pain. EA Sports is in my game. The way I'm pimping all these hoes, I should be walking with a cane. Beat it up like we're in the ring, and it's driving her insane. Once I squirt it like a water gun, she said, "Though you the king." I mean,
dig it.
Like, fun, that's why my little freak bitch. What's up?
Hold on, wait. We need more baby wipes. I think I just ran out.
Squirt.
Baby wipes. CJ Millie, how do you like what you heard so far from the Culture Boys?
I like them. I like them a lot. I think they got their shit going on. You know, I want to hear more music, of course. But I like their personality. I think they got, you know, they got some flavor to them. They definitely ain't sitting here boring. Like, there's nothing worse than a boring ass artist that comes on and answers the question with yes and no. I'll kill you if you do that on my show.
That's not even called for. You gotta come with that swag. You gotta come with everything, man. You gotta be ready for it. I mean, you gotta get these up and coming artists ready for my nigga Sternbuck Wild. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Tommy Butter. He was on Sternbuck Wild too. Make sure y'all go watch that on YouTube, man. Talking some real juicy shit on
that,
man.
I don't even
gotta see
I
that.
I don't even listen to that joint because on some real shit, I don't even mention him. I don't even listen to his show.
One thing he do that I like, though, he make you sweat. One thing, you can't have nothing to hide when you're going on that radio show right there. You can't have nothing to hide when you're going on that radio show right there. You got
to be
ready to keep it 100% real.
To be, you know what I'm saying? I never really heard a boy show like that, you know what I'm saying? I never heard it, so I can't even comment. I heard a little part when Tommy was on the show, and I heard a little part my girl Hadonis was on his show or whatever. They wanna talk shit, but you know everybody talks shit. It is what it is. Like, what is it? I know he was. I don't know about all that make you person sweat. Would you say Truth Teller, babe?
Who we talking about again?
Sternbuck Wild.
That morning
the
show, 100.3.
It's a morning
show. It's a Philly radio station.
We don't listen. That's, we so still ignorant. Shut up.
You don't really know about it yet. You definitely should tune in, man. Every morning. They come on every morning. Sternbuck Wild. It's a Philly show, 100.3.
I be listening my mornings, you know what I mean, my radio time if I'm in the car is definitely tuned into Shamara on air. Check out on Twitter, that is my fucking sweetheart. You know what I mean, I should see her something like she don't even be cussing me when I respect her. She is the ish all the time. Mm-hmm. I listen to Jonesy too, so I love Carmen. Are you serious? Carmen need to get a job on Philly Shine Radio. Like, I gotta pay Carmen the money to come on my show because she is a prankster. I love her. Carmen be tripping. Do you get to listen to Carmen over there in Arizona, J. Millie?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I gotta see you to join. It's a radio personality girl. She be tripping. I think it's a guy. Yeah,
all radio personalities out here are all horrible.
For real?
All the AZ radio personalities that are whack as fuck, and I'll tell them to their face.
I don't know what's – I'm not calling Starbucks Wild Wack. I'm just saying I'm not listening.
The one person I like just moved to Sacramento. That's my boy. That's my boy right there. The daddy of the afternoon, you know.
See, I'm in my own world. I listen to Power 99. I listen to X Squad. I listen to Diamond Cuts and Cosmic Kev. I listen to, you know what I mean, UB Radio Live.
I might be having a very big DJ.
We don't really listen to Cosmic.
we don't really listen to Cosmic like that over here. Not on the 34th floor. Cosmic is not allowed on the 34th floor. Just to let you know, Cosmic, you are not allowed.
Oh,
wow,
no,
baby.
We don't
take
that. Don't
come up on the 34th floor. That's not nice. No, stop. Until you start playing these up-and-coming artists, man. You start spinning these damn records, man.
Let's
get it, man. Play some hot shit, man.
Can I speak real fast?
They can't play.
It's all a business, you know what I mean? Like, everybody.
Exactly.
I understand. We done got the business talk. We done got the business talk, man, 150 times, man. Let's go, Cosmic. Spend some hot shit, Cosmic. Cosmic, spend some hot shit, man.
I don't like
Come on, man.
No, hold on. Some real shit, we don't even have to go there because at the end of the day, we can independently show our music the fuck off. Like, don't worry about other niggas. But I swear, like, other people are getting shine, but it's the people who are working hard. If you're going to invest in yourself, do it. I do the shit, you know what I mean? We have to. At the end of the day, it's all about promotion, and promotion is never free. Promotion is never easy, you know what I'm saying? Like, how even can I say that you guys came across fucking with Green Dollar and everything like that? Like, you don't get it just by not doing nothing, huh?
Listen to me. I want let the truth teller know. I just accepted her request. And I want to tell Jay Millie,
mm-hmm.
You want to hear some more music? I just sent a song called Dual Me to your chick Fire just now. So it's up there if you want to play that. I just sent the song. Yeah, if you want to hear more music from the Culture Boys, I just sent the song called Dual Me to Fire.
Y'all make sure you send some shit to me. You can honestly get forward to me. I want to set you guys up for an interview, though, real talk.
Thank you.
So I
Shout out to the whole Philly. Shout out to everybody on their ground out there, man. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to stay on our ground. That's one thing we do, Fire. We stay on our ground, Fire. Let's believe that. And when a few select artists stay on their grind and it's consistent, you know, you're supposed to eventually get some love from your DJs. And I don't feel as though we've been getting enough love, man. 34th floor, that's
man,
what it
like,
is.
On some real shit, I fucked with.
Where's the love? Where's the love?
This is
the city of brotherly love, but where it at,
listen,
man? Where it at?
But why complain about
where
it?
Where
it at? I can complain all day. I can't chill with some of these rappers because they all want to fuck me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna complain. I don't care. Like, I'm just not gonna do business with you. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna say no things. But I've slapped like 5, 6, 7 people. Like, don't fucking touch me. You know what I mean? Like, I had my plights being a female artist. You know what I mean? Gripping people up and having to deal with bullshit. I'm like, do I even look like I'm smiling at you? Like, check out all my pictures. I'm rarely smiling. Like, this shit's serious. But I'm never looking serious. I gotta work. It is what it is. But for me to take my shit and fucking feel like nobody's showing me love, you gonna show me love because I'm gonna give you the undeniable shit, like, regardless. Like, and keep it the fuck moving. Like, I'm not gonna worry about dropping names and niggas I had to slap or tell them to go fuck yourself or no, I ain't paying you shit or kiss my ass or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I tell guys straight up, I ain't paying you shit. And we definitely going to put up a position to get you the fuck up out of there. 34th floor. Street Culture Entertainment, sign up now.
I ain't paying Cosmic shit.
Kiss my ass, Cosmic.
I don't think you ain't
Can I get one more favor?
Street Culture Entertainment.
Shout out to Del Block. You know what I mean? Shout out to Del Block. Who is fucking baby on the Philly Shop Radio Show? I didn't get a chance to tell you, but, like, I really don't promote drama and beef and shit like that. That's why even when I had Tommy on the show last Tuesday, like, we didn't talk about all that crazy shit till I let him vent at the end. But on some real shit, like, I mostly just promote productive artists, your business, like, the positive things that you're doing. Like, let's show the fuck off. The last
good dick suck you had. You know what I mean? Like, we talk about shit like that. We don't talk about people who you feel like could, whatever. I take a shot.
You know that other thing we talk about. You gotta get to that monkey in the room sometime.
Well, listen, let me tell you what's the real shit. The best show to get your shit off, and I definitely had to go to Trial Time with my niggas, Bigger Cheese and DJ Exclusive and they whole squad over there. That shit was hilarious. I had to pull up somebody's skirt. It was September 30th show. If y'all wanna go back and check it out and listen. That joint been downloaded a lot of times. I had to tear this nigga's asshole open, like, that shit was crazy, but we'll talk about that shit on my
Can I get a favor from you?
Of course.
Can you play that song Doing Me real quick for the people listening?
It's too late for me to upload music. You just sent the song. I got you. We're going to keep it in rotation. We're going to play your music. But we're going to definitely always show love. I got you. Oh, I wish you would have sent it earlier, goddammit. It's cool.
I didn't think nobody was going to, I didn't think Jay was going to be on his night saying,
Hold on, it's better to be prepared.
Always have to wait till somebody be on the show to sit and get music. Like,
Listen. Tonight was for one song she told me about was the song she played earlier, and to have us talk for
Don't act like I asked you if you had more music, mister, because I didn't.
Yeah, I told you I had more music, but I didn't think I was going to need it tonight.
And we
going to
play it on Saturday's show, so why are you rushing me? Yeah, and then I said I'm going to play it on Saturday's show.
Well, then I'm going to send more, then.
What?
I'm
going to
send you more, then.
You send me more. Send me all the shit. It's fine.
I'm going to send you so much shit that you going to have to be like, damn.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what I'm going to play.
I guess Fanatic didn't let you know that we're going to have the show with your people Ruger on as well. This Saturday, I'm going to show love to the Culture Boys and play more of your music. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, we were just showing love to you guys and getting to know you a little bit. See, this nigga, he getting all fancy and shit. I'm about to cuss him out now.
Hey, just cuss me out when the show is over.
You want to pick me up in a cab?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have some plans. And definitely, still shout out to my girl, J.
Jay Millie in the building. We about to leave.
I got Aaliyah wrapped up in reading some shit, so I got quiet for a second, but I'm still here.
She getting them marinated and ready and stuff, you know what I mean? But while we wait for her to get it ready, get them marinated and whatnot, I got to show love to my girl Jackie O and play that Pussy Like Dope song, because that's that shit right there.
I'm gonna keep it
100
too tonight too. That's just my song right now.
Oh yes, shout out to
Carlito,
my fucking
gotta
number one.
I gotta send you a song with Trina and Mike Bless called "Eat It Like That." Pretty
Ooh, nice. See, that's what I'm talking about. Eat it like that.
Exactly.
I gotta send you this song by the Culture Boys called "Make It Shake." Make it shake for a buck. That's gonna be played at every strip club in Philly that you could possibly go to.
No, make them do that strange shit for that change, that olden money. Like
every time I come on here, you always talking about that.
Oh shit! Wait a minute. Let me call you on the three-way. I'm gonna mute my phone.
Well,
all right, listen.
Are they going to be able to hear it?
Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm
going
to call him, and I'm going to... I already called in the radio show.
Oh, you on the line?
Yeah, they got to...
Open up...
I did already.
Oh, all right.
And I'm going to switch it over.
All right, y'all, listen. We gotta be quiet. We about to mute the phone. It's going down. All right,
I'm about to mute my phone right now.
And be quiet. Please. So what are you doing tonight?
You feel what I'm doing tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, you got some butt or something?
Yeah.
Where you at?
For me, I'm up 74th and Elmwood. You hear me?
Huh?
I said, you heard me?
Oh, yeah. You got a car tonight or no?
Yeah.
Are you driving?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, man. Damn, my bad. I'm reading something. Somebody just texted me. Holy shit. Anyway, well, if you're driving, you think you can come get me? Because I'm trying to chill or something. I'm bored.
Where you at?
But I want to ask you something real quick, though. Why did you just make that noise?
No, I'm asking you, where was you at? So I know.
No, I'm at West. I'm back from the city. But what you call it? No, but I wanted to ask you something first, though.
Oh, what you wanted to ask me?
It's a serious question, though. It's serious.
Right.
What you want to do if I come to your house?
What do you mean what I want to do?
You gonna eat in coochie? You gonna eat in coochie?
Hold on.
You gotta pick me up, right?
Yeah.
All right, so come pick me up.
Yeah, where? In
the
city?
Yeah, but we gotta fuck in the car, though.
Alright.
Hang up, man.
I laugh because you should have let me talk. It's like, what's wrong with your voice?
Damn.
Get my balls right. I'm acting a little punky, you know what I mean?
But no, I'm gonna get it together. I'm gonna get it together. I gotta just make sure it's the right person and the right time, and you know, I say the right thing.
Well, I'm about to unmute everybody, and then you ready? I'll mute everybody.
Yeah. I don't know, yo. That's not fair, no. I did it before. Then I had to apologize to the board. I'm just about to call a random number. Should I call a random number? J. Miller,
well,
give me a number.
Know them, like, you want a number? Here, let me give you a number.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna take a number. I'm not going. I love all y'all. I'm sitting here going through my phone book, like, no, I can't do it to him. I can't do it to him.
Wait, who was it that you did it to last time? DJ Who Exclusive? Was it him?
Oh yeah, DJ Exclusive. He wasn't with it, was he? I knew he wasn't gonna be with it though.
Like that shit was.
Funny though. Hold on, wait a minute. I think I'm going to do him because he be talking.
No, I got somebody good. I know this fool will get into it. Hold up. Call this number. Let's see if he answers.
Wait a minute. Text the number to me. So we're going to put his number out there. You know what I mean? Text it.
All right.
You know what I mean? We're going to keep him on an anonymous tip. You know what I mean? We're going to be anonymous.
We shout out the first six digits. I like these too. 898787.
True telling. You ain't shit. Wait a minute. You ain't shit. I'm about to just make this call real fast, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, I got somebody to call. Hold on. This is gonna be real ignorant. We gonna both do it too, Mina. Stop bitching.
Don't try to fuck it up neither. I'm muting everybody. Myself.
Hello? What you doing? What you doing?
Oh, no. Huh? Hello?
What you say?
No, I want to see how long you going to be up for.
Oh, well, yeah. Me and Mina, we up in... We wanted to know what was up with you, right, Mina? What's up?
Yeah,
hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Because you know how we had you cornered in the door?
Yeah.
We wanted to corner you again, but this time we wanted you to be naked.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat some pussy.
You're trying to what?
Eat some pussy.
Oh, we have two of those. So. Can't do it.
Oh, no.
I can't do it.
Y'all ain't shit.
Oh.
That's how you do it. You're supposed to go in real fast, and then you come out. You go in real fast, you swirl it around, and then you just pull it out. I'm trying to eat the pussy.
Wow.
Public service announcement.
I'm trying to
eat. I don't want it if it's that easy. Like, that was crazy.
Damn. Gosh,
delicious.
Now,
serving
number
95.
Yeah, that was OD for both of us. We used to both. Yo,
damn.
I just heard there's some type of answer and service, like cancellation type voices now.
Yo, yeah, we about to go in, and J. Millie just sent me a number, so... We about to go in, me and a double man.
This dude is funny, but he hosts a lot of, like, he's funny as shit. He'll be like, well, who is this? He's crazy. He's funny as shit. His name is Two-Tone. Two-Tone the Superstar. That's what he's
why you putting, oh, damn, now the boy calling me back.
Nah, fuck him.
I know. I'm going to block his number. He said, I'm trying to eat some pussy tonight. Right now.
Yeah, just tell him your phone died. That's all you got to tell him. Don't answer later
on. I'm going to call him back and tell him you're on Philly Shine Radio. We don't share.
Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead, put it on fast.
We
about to do. I know.
I have no idea if she calling him back or what.
Yeah, exactly, right? I don't know if I should use the bike, so what the fuck I should do.
Yo, why y'all fucking with people, man?
Why not?
True, that's what we do. Y'all crazy.
Y'all gotta be with us more. We be tripping.
I see that. That shit cool, though. Keeping me
up. He didn't answer the damn phone, so.
No,
I was going to be like, send me a dick pic right now.
I wish I had the ball.
Take a picture of your dick right now. Send it to me.
Yo,
I gotta thank my guests, you know what I mean? We come on 2 o'clock hour. I told y'all we was gonna trip out at the end of the show and shit.
It
was fun, you know. So, he said shit. That is gonna be a tagline for this fucking show. Fuck that. I liked it. It was funny. That was funny. And then go ahead, you know what I mean? I keep it real, culture boys, you know what I mean? Let y'all know. I ain't that too much harmful. We gonna make sure we apologize to our homie and shit, you know what I mean? He definitely a cool supplier. We love him.
Crazy.
Much love. But you know what I mean? You can handle it, buddy. He's good.
On the truth of dare, right? I am gonna call my BD, my daughter dare, right? This nigga like 50 years old. I'm gonna call this nigga and just fuck with him. Like, yo,
You gonna give him a heart attack? This is not gonna be giving people heart attacks. Oh shit, she just got a dick pic.
I got a dick pic folder on my computer. I'll save them all in case they ever try to fuck with you.
I'm putting them
on.
I got
your dick all over America.
It's a couple of them I delete, though. I'll be like, I just don't even want to look at that shit.
I have to look at them. Make sure it's posted up in this folder right here.
I got a collection of them, too, please.
Who that guy?
That's the one from my...
I got somebody.
See, he mad. We about to call his dumb ass back and play on his phone.
I got a phone.
What'd you say, Millie?
I'm going to give you another right now. Hold up. Let's see if he'll answer.
Oh, shit. See, we ain't even done yet, y'all. We're going to play some music in a second before the show is over. We're going to do another little prank. Join in the overtime hour.
What?
We
only got 2 minutes.
We'll play Pussy Like Dope, and then after that, we're going to do the little prank call, John. So don't hang up, guys.
Don't hang up.
We're going to
lose the show.
Oh, no. Don't even play Pussy Like Dope. I'm just going to make the call. Mute everybody. Thank you, guys, for tuning in. We about to have some fucking fun. Tell them I'm going to send a picture of my foot.
Wait. Tell them you're going to play with yourself, right? And then you be like this with your mouth.
Girl, he will get off. This dude will get off on that shit, trust me.
You crazy. That's what you do. You play with your mom and with your pussy.
Yo, Mike.
Yo.
Hello? What's up, Mike? What you doing?
Who this?
It's Cynthia. I was calling because me and my girlfriend was looking at a picture of your feet, but we wanted to get a picture of your dick. See, Blog Talk done fucked up my swag. See, we almost had it, but, you know, we had to hang up. He started laughing.
He had 90 seconds.
Right? Did you put your number in? You blocked your number.
No, I put my number in. I don't care.
He's going to call you back, girl. You better watch it. He's going to call you back.
Oh, I'm
I'm going to tell him I got his number off the internet.
Y'all back
on air.
Yo, that was funny.
That was real funny. He was like, who is this? He's funny as shit.
Like, who this? Yo.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
He's fucking with us like 2 o'clock in the morning. I know he's still up.
Who? Oh, no. See, you know guys are still up. I just text them, wrong mic in my phone. You know what I mean? I ain't take that too far because I was about to go in on the board. Good
well,
thing
he's
still
right
going
along with you, though, girl. He'll start jacking off and everything. Real talk.
Ew. Ew. That's kind of cool.
Girl, you need trust.
Ew. Ew, that's what we got to get the person to do. We got to get the person to start.
Ice cream cone on his face.
We got to get a person to do that. Masturbate. Yeah, won't you just check it off right now? Check it real fast.
Yeah,
steam. You ever feel like letting off some steam? Do it on Philly Shine.
We love you.
Baby oil. Yeah, we had fun tonight on the show. We was fucking shit up. Shout out to my guest, the most thorough, the very, very talented, you know what I mean, cool as hell, motherfucking fly niggas doing their shit on stage, Del Block, Fanatic, of the Culture Boys. We're going to be in the building this Thursday. Thank you guys for chilling with us the whole show, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a welcome. You know.
Yeah. Thank y'all for putting up with our crazy antics.
Y'all see, you know.
I needed that to keep me woke too.
That's what's up. Well, yeah, we like to be entertained.
Oh, my BD calling me. Hold on, I just texted you. Are you still up? Hold on 1 second. I'm warded. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hold on.
Hold up. Oh shit, y'all. I know what that means.
Oh shit.
Dum da dum dum dum.
Fire.
Shh. Oh, yeah. We got to be quiet and wait. Shh. Yeah. We got to be quiet and wait. Yeah.
Hold on. Y'all still on the phone? I'm about to mute y'all. I'm about to put him back. I'm about to put him on the phone to fuck with him.
You ain't shit. Yeah, we here, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say nothing, y'all. Mute your motherfucking phones. Don't y'all say a goddamn thing. I will fight y'all. But I'm about to join in the call now. Don't say nothing, y'all. I swear to God, don't even laugh. Mute your phone.
We muted. We muted. We got you, baby. All right,
I got y'all. Hello?
Yeah, baby.
What you doing?
Nothing. What you doing?
I'm bored as hell, man.
Why you feel bored? Why you bored?
Because I'm lonely, no man. You know me.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm lonely, too. I don't have nobody neither. So.
You always say that, but for some reason, I always think you got a girl. What, you want me to come over there?
Where you at?
I moved. I don't live where I used to live at no more. I moved.
Where you moved at?
I'm not telling you where I moved at.
I'm not gonna stop you. Why you say that?
I moved like 2 blocks from my house, but I still moved.
Alright, that's what's up. You like it?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm in a house, not an apartment no more.
Oh my God, your mom with you?
Of course.
Tell her I say hi.
She sleeps.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but, like, seriously, like, I think I might have to get some dick from you because, you know, I'm kind of horny, you know.
Hi.
You heard me.
I hear you. What you say?
I think I might have to let you dick me down because I'm horny.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know who you at. Come on over. Come on
over? I ain't got no money. You going to pay for my cab?
How much the cab going to cost?
I don't know. Probably, like, 15.
Oh, you sure you want to come over today or tomorrow? It's up to you.
I can do tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. You got my number. You're bad.
You know you love me.
I'm always going to love you. You know that. My love going to be with you always.
I know you love me.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Tell me you love me.
I love you. I've been loving you.
Uh-huh.
I did. I ain't never said I didn't love you.
So, when I get over there, what you going to do? What we going to do?
I don't know what you like to do. You tell me.
You know you got that big dick I want.
Oh, my God. How the baby doing?
She's okay. She's asleep. I'm not talking about the baby. I want to talk about this. Like, I want anticipation. I want to tell you what you want to do to me. Like, really. Like, I want to give you a heart attack because you know you're an old man.
I ain't no damn old man. Nothing. I know how to move. What you talking about?
I know how to move.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I know how to work. I know how to work my body.
Nothing, huh?
I ain't never lost my touch. What you mean? I ain't never lost my touch.
After 8 years of me not fucking you, you ain't lose your touch.
No, I ain't never lost my touch. All
right, we'll see tomorrow. Or we will see tomorrow.
Cause I've been faithful. You know what I mean? I've been faithful. I ain't going
to. I ain't even want to get into that with you, cause I will smack you tomorrow, and you know I will fight you. But anyway, this is what I'm saying to you. I just want you to give it to me the way I like it.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to go in hard.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I've told you I'm missing. Like, I ain't got no man, so shit. I'm going to fuck my baby daddy.
Oh, my God. What made you move, babe?
The landlord put me out, but that's besides the point.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's besides the point. What, you want to help me pay my rent money?
Now, I help you. I don't mind. What with you, in a small apartment or a big house?
I'm in a big house.
And you like that big house? It's better than the one you have?
Yeah, it's a house, not an apartment.
Oh, I know you're not happy now.
Yeah. So, let me go ahead and get ready to go to sleep so I can, you know, get my best, you know, for you tomorrow.
All right. Call me tomorrow. I should be off of work by my 3 or 4 o'clock.
So you are
going to
fuck me tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm in. I'm going to make love to you, yes. Thank you.
All right.
I love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
First of all,
that was a shit. You
he
ain't shit, man.
Yes,
he was caught off guard. He was caught off guard. He about to get back to whacking off because he wasn't even expecting it. He like, what got into you? He like,
I love you.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
I got him rolled. I got that nigga wrapped around my finger.
That's
fucked up. That was hilarious. You like, you going to dick me down? I was dying, yo.
You don't have to dick me down that way.
No.
He was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he was like, oh, shit, I was good this year.
Me.
I ain't playing. I'm just trying to eat some pussy tonight. Ain't no pussy going to eat tonight. We joking.
You know how he said tonight? I said, no, tomorrow.
You was funny when shit. I'm
like, my period on.
You was good. Yeah, with that said, this is what we're going to be doing Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? Give me all a taste of it. Truth or Dare Saturday is going down.
I'm definitely going to get on Saturday.
We're going to have some fun. Tomorrow night, I'm definitely going to be over there checking out with the boy, Larry Lair, a female showcase. Shout out to all the ladies coming through doing anything tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be showing love. Shout out to all my ladies. Shout out to Nina Capone. I mean, just like my status, love her. Shout out to Jay Millie tuning in with us crazy asses over here.
Yeah, y'all
nuts.
I feel y'all.
We
fucking
on people, too.
But we lost
the culture,
boy. We lost one.
Oh,
y'all did?
Yeah.
Who's
this
on
the phone?
This fanatic right here, I don't go nowhere.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
We lost the other one.
Del Block. Well,
yeah.
That's what's up. Well, we
you
definitely
like shit. They calling and texting.
Like, oh, how you like that fanatic?
Yo, we got. I gotta check this shit.
Yeah, funny as shit. That was crazy.
Oh, I'm not gonna like that.
I go to a fucking club with y'all. Y'all crazy.
Right,
don't
buy a bottle
and
fuck out with y'all.
Yo, I felt so bad fucking my BD like that. Oh my God. You think I should call you back and tell the truth, but wait till Saturday and really fuck when you've been telling the truth?
Mm-mm, I wouldn't tell him nothing. I'll leave that shit alone.
He's gonna be calling me like, when you coming over? When you coming over?
He's like, oh, I changed my mind. Sorry. I thought about some old shit.
My period came boarded. I don't want to be around no man, man. Fuck men. you know, I got mood swings. That's why he said, are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he know you got mood swings, you'd be good on. I'll change my mind. That was just a moment. You know, heat of the moment. I'm good now.
I wonder who this private caller is, yo. I am so nosy. Oh my god, I got issues today. Y'all got me seriously in my
bed. Pick the lineup. Let's see who it is.
Yeah, I'm about to see.
They're probably not. They're gonna say something, or they not.
Hello, private caller. You're not live on air, but you're live on air. Who's the private caller calling in? The Philly Shine Radio After Dark. Hello? Private caller?
Okay.
We're not going to bite. Fine, private caller. You can continue to listen. I'm just going to mute you. No, fine. All right, I'm back.
Yeah.
I have mine down again. I'm going to hide right now. Well, if I'm winding down, I know this baby's going to wake up. Let's honest that.
But yeah, shout out to everybody calling the show. Thank you guys. Definitely about to close the deal. You know what I mean? Thanks for all the good sports who, you know what I mean, got pranked tonight. There's been a couple of slayings, blue balls everywhere. Still calling my phone.
Blue balls calling my cell phone.
Blue balls everywhere. They're sending us fuck you pics now.
Yeah, we're gonna have blue balls galore.
Oh,
shit. He helped me pay the rent. That's crazy.
We ain't gonna go see that nigga tomorrow, so y'all already know.
You
in a big house? I could pay that.
Yeah,
what's that? Fuck it. You been over? Touch your toes.
We have to fuck in the car.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. Yo, we got to fuck in the car.
He said, yeah, though.
He's like, okay.
Yo, I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't even breathe, yo. I was laughing so hard, I couldn't even breathe.
Yo, that was hilarious. That was funny as shit.
You good at
not shout out, we shout out.
Shot.
Yeah,
S-H-O-T. You don't get a bunch of women together because we are diabolical.
Oh, it goes down. Blowjob.
It's going down. Shit
stuff. Or like Dunny said, liquor. Where is that? Where is my drink? Well, I'll drink to that. You know what I mean? This night is brought to you by
This night is brought to you by Smirnoff Raspberry Vodka.
Smirnoff Raspberry.
This night is brought to you by crazy-ass females. Y'all smelling everything the fuck wrong.
It's cool, though. I appreciate y'all. Millie, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow because I like the way you hustle and I like the way you grind. That shit is
thank you. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in, too. Everybody who's on the show, so
Nice meeting you, Millie.
I'll be checking in on here more often. Most definitely. But most of the time, we're on at the same time. So, you know, it gets
you know, y'all can follow me on Twitter. But I ain't got no, like, I don't really do Twitter because I'm not Twitter savvy. I'm not just, you're not Twitter savvy.
Okay, what's your Twitter name?
Kea, K-E-A-D-A, Truth Teller, C-E-L-L-A. K-E-A-D-A-T-R-U-T-H-T-E-L-L-A.
I'm trying to determine.
He just want to eat. Now, see, the ball, we just called the ball back, and we're so horrible, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, we just played a prank on you. Sorry, you know what I'm saying? But that shit was priceless. Thank you or whatever on the show. No, he wasn't really mad because he was just like, listen, I understand all of it, but I just want to eat some pussy. That's just all I want to do. So I'm like, damn, two girlfriends, hold on, man. You can eat her pussy, my pussy. We could call us another pussy.
I said,
eat any pussy.
I ain't trying to fuck. I just want to eat some pussy. I said,
ain't no pussy being ate, nigga. Fuck out of here, like. Who? Nobody's going to agree to it, okay? Where you're being prayed.
You better get on Backpage.com. Go get you some Craigslist pussy. Oh, my God.
Some Craigslist.
Get on Backpage. Cool. Get on his Backpage.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I'm not gonna let him go to waste. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna definitely put him out on the streets because he's saying he could eat pussy. I'm gonna send him where the bitches is at. You know what I mean? Where my bitches is at? Call my phone. I got somebody.
This what you do. This what you do. Chewy, get on Backpage. Get a Backpage.com right now. Find some bitches in your area. Find out how much they cost. Get their pussy ate and send them over there. You know what I'm saying? When you know you tell them how many you know how many. Like,
yo, my PayPal going to get real husky. I'm about to tell him he worked. He got a job.
You'll be surprised how many dudes are tricking. That's what
yo,
you're making the show about.
You'll be surprised. My homie put up a fucking status. Like, the week before he put up a status, I'm performing at Mill Creek or whatever. He put up a status, I'm having an e-pill party this Saturday.
Whoa.
He got, like, a whole inbox full of for the comments and shit. So you see where people focus be. It's real fucked up out there.
He was lying.
No, it was real shit. E-pill party. Everybody, oh, E-pill. Ding, ding, ding.
Half the rappers I know are out here tricking. That's why these ladies are out here charging them. Come on,
that's
guys.
Crazy.
That's horrible. You shouldn't have to take this to a rapper. Like, that's just horrible. Like, you should have had that power to, you know, make the female come to you. Not pay for
this
shit.
This dude told me, you mean to tell me you ain't never, you know, got you paid for no dick? I said, why would I pay for dick? That shit comes around every day. Like, why would you do that? He was like, you know, with like, there's somebody real, you know, just that you would never even think you would get to be with. I'm like, no, fuck that.
Pay for dick?
Why?
Never.
You know?
That's a negative.
Never. Never
will you ever
hear that.
That's another show.
You
gonna kill that show, too.
That was
you
funny.
Go to Backpage.com. I bet you see some bitches, you know, though. You be like, oh, wow, for real.
Yeah.
What's
your
phone?
Yo.
It's the site called again.
Backpage.
Backpage, okay.
Got Backpage.
Yo.
It's the new Craigslist, because you know you took all that shit for the hoes off of Craigslist.
Oh,
now,
shit.
They all going to be on Backpage. Backpage is just like Craigslist.
That's what's
so
up.
City, yeah. Go find the bitches. They on there. You want to eat some pussy? Here, let me go look. Here, male escort.
Yo,
we should call one.
Yo, he keep calling my phone. I'm glad I put him on reject. Like, I put a person on reject. You can't even get through. I don't care how many times.
You need to get a Google Voice number,
bro. I'm putting him up here. Now he's calling me too.
I'm putting him out there, yo. I'm going to put him on in a corner. He is a coochie pirate.
He's a coochie pirate.
He like, arr.
The coochie.
Arr. I want to chew it on that.
Wow. I make them suck a dick tonight. I
had fun tonight. That was just a top of it all off. I'm going there to that nigga. I'm going to do it again on Saturday. And then I'm going to do some time like I was just joking. Oh, yeah, my birthday party's Friday. That's what's up. Well, yeah, shout out to everybody calling the show. Good night. God bless you. Get a tissue. You know what I mean? Handle your issues. Say no. Baby oil.
All right, so everybody have a safe night.
Good night to you. Shout out to Fanatic. Good night to you, Mina. Good night to you, True Teller.
Good night.
True Teller.
Buenos noches, everybody.
Chala.
Much love.